Jim, I know you said after the game that you didn't anticipate anything was more than day to day. Is there any updates on Mathis?
Mel?
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, nothing new. We're still waiting on, you know, some stuff to come in, but even after it comes in, I wouldn't anticipate anything being more than short term.
You've seen a lot different player in DeAndre Levy this year.
Not really. He's always been a guy that's been good around the football. I mean, I think back to few years ago, intercepting a ball against Miami Dolphins, taking it back for a touchdown. You know, he's made those plays over the course of his career. He's making more of them this year. But I think the step, I think I mentioned this yesterday, I think the step that he's taken has been, you know, understanding opponents' offenses and taking that next step. He's always been a very smart player. He's been assignment sound. But I think he's anticipating things really well now. And I think that, you know, he certainly benefited from being in the same system for, you know, going on the first 5 years of his career.
What was the key to containing Cameron Jordan? Jordan Cameron, obviously the tight end's name.
I think it's Jordan. I swear I still get confused on that. He's a good player. I mean, he made a play at the end. His biggest play was when the game was sort of out of reach at the end. We didn't play that one especially well, but we were really in a prevent mode. And I know there's a lot of people that don't like prevent, but prevent helped us win the game on that one. So, you know, he was a big part of our defensive game plan, was trying to stay over top of him and try to limit his big plays. He'd made a lot of them. We didn't play especially well overall on defense, but you know, I think we did limit his catches and also limit his plays down the field, maybe at the expense of Gordon. You know, he lit us up pretty good. He made a lot of plays in the game. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to make enough plays to win the game. I don't think we're happy about anything that we really did on defense.
Was Delmas, was he assigned to him more so than Quinn on those coverages?
You know, a few times on man-to-man he was. But a lot of our zones, it just depended on who was to his side.
How'd Kelvin's knee come out of yesterday?
He was sore after the game, but I mean, he's been sore after practice and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's too soon to really know if it was any worse or any better than it's been. But like I said, it was encouraging that he was able to get on the field for us. And even though he didn't make a lot of plays, he made a couple big first down catches for us, and he affected the game. You know, they interfered with him on the one play down in the red zone because he was in position to be able to make a potential touchdown catch. And also affected the coverage and opened up some other guys.
You said yesterday that there was a certain number of kind of plays or idea of number of plays for Calvin. It was 50%, because I think that's exactly what it was. Was that where it was going supposed to be? Or?
No, not really. You know, we had planned on just using him in certain situations. There's some things that, you know, we thought that he could still do, and some things that we didn't want to put him in that, you know, situation. So it was just going really by play call. But in the second half, he was feeling okay, and he played. Played a little bit more.
What was your reaction to this after we talked to you?
What are you doing over there?
We're having a fight. The spike
cleanses
up.
Honestly, I didn't think you were here. I was like looking right over there, and
close to the door for a reason. What was your reaction after we spoke to you yesterday? The players were talking about the speech that Tulloch made, you know, before you guys went out. Players, coaches, everybody. Can that stuff be overdone? Do you have to pick your spots? And what was your reaction to it?
You know, I mean, he was finished by the time I got in the locker room. You know, and you want leadership from your players. You want, I mean, hey, it always is better. And I've told players this. I've told coaches this. It's always better when it comes from players on the team, whatever it is. You know, I think that's a sign of true leadership when, you know, players sort of handle things before coaches really get involved. But, you know, he said what he had to say. We moved on. We made our adjustments. Everybody knew that we weren't playing well. Everybody knew, you know, it wasn't just defense or just offense. It was offense and defense. I think special teams was doing a pretty good job. They had a tough assignment with Benjamin. They were handling that pretty well, and they and Sam was kicking off very well. But offensively and defensively, there were things that we could play better. And, you know, I mean, there was no panic. I mean, it wasn't – I think those things can be overblown a little bit. nobody wins a game because of a pregame speech or a halftime speech or anything else. And adjustments that we make occur after every single series. And play callers take that into consideration really every single play as they're trying to shore up things that an opponent's doing and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we came out, we played better in the second half. And I think that was, you know, that's the main part of that. And if it had to do with, you know, him gathering the team up, then I'm all for it.
Is Fourier going to find that there's going to be another step now that he's, I'm not saying he was off their radar before team's radar, but he's certainly on it now, especially in the red zone. Is there going to have to be another level to his play now that he's going to be more, have more attention on him?
Well, I think that would depend. You know, if he starts to get more attention, somebody's got to get less. And generally, that's Calvin for us. So not many defenses want to do that. So I think that the dynamic between the two of those guys, a lot's been made of the dynamic between Reggie and Calvin. But I think there is, you know, in the red zone in particular, there's another dynamic there that, you know, that can force defenses to be spread thin a little bit.
Thank you.